You're listening to Ballymy Radio.
Ballymy, you're tuned in with Beavs. Thanks for listening, and it's an honour to be here today in the studio. I'm excited. We've got a great hour of some lovely Latin, funk, MPB, moving on some Balearic disco and soul from Trinidad and Tobago, Italy and the US. So let's get a crack in that first track. Beautiful, beautiful track from Trio Makoto. And it was No Adianta, and that was released in 1977. And Trio Makoto were known for their sounds of funk, soul and MPB mixed with samba. And they were actually one of Georges Benjor's main backing bands, so they played a huge role in the influence of the sound on many of the king of Brazilian samba rock's records and shows. And they sadly dissolved after the recording of this lovely record, which you can see here. They look pretty cool, don't they, in their crisp white suits. You know they got style. But they made a comeback in the early 2000s. And yeah, love that orchestral crescendo at the beginning. Such a powerful opening and a lovely track. And up next, we go to the queen of Brazilian boogie herself, Sandra de Sá, who incorporated funk, soul, disco and boogie with MPB. And I realize I've said MPB a few times now, but it basically is Música Popular Brasileira. So it's a rich and diverse genre that encompasses different sounds from your traditional Brazilian styles, such as your bossa nova and your samba, mixed with more modern influences from your jazz, rock, and electronic music. Enjoy.
Do meu sonho. Paris, Rio de Janeiro, em pleno mês fevereiro, morando perto do mar. Vivendo em Copacabana, te vendo toda semana e não podendo te amar. Fora e eu não podendo tocar. Passeando pela Bahia, mas de barriga vazia, no prego sem trabalhar.
Mês fevereiro.
Um despejo em cada ano, vivendo como cigano, quase perdendo a mobília, acabando sem a família. E a mulher perde a esperança, leva o amor e a criança. Minha viola não fala, pois se falasse também ia. Cidade maravilhosa, cheia em cantos mil.
Cidade maravilhosa, cheia em cantos mil. Mês fevereiro. Mês fevereiro.
Meu país, Rio de Janeiro, em pleno mês fevereiro, morando perto do mar. Vivendo em Copacabana, te vendo toda semana e não podendo te amar.
Mês fevereiro. Mês fevereiro.
Silêncio depois de 10 horas, muito barulho lá fora e eu não podendo tocar. Passeando pela Bahia, mas de barriga vazia, no prego sem trabalhar.
Mês fevereiro. Mês fevereiro.
Um despejo em cada ano, vivendo como cigano, quase perdendo a mobília, acabando sem a família. E a mulher perde a esperança, leva o amor e a criança. Minha viola não fala, pois se falasse também ia.
Cidade maravilhosa, cheia de cantos mil.
Two beautiful pieces of music there. The first was from the Brazilian singer and composer Helio Mateus with a funky, soulful groove from 1973. And that dance floor killer was Amigo Branco by Marcia Maria. Beautiful Brazilian vocalist there. And that is a great dance floor track, 100%. And that was released in 1978. And on that record, it had the two brilliant composers renowned at the time, and they were Robson George and Lincoln Olivetti, and they were pioneers, really. Well, they were part of the pioneers of the late 70s, early 80s Rio de Janeiro boogie sound. So it would be rude not to play one of their tracks now. This is No Bom Sentido, and this is from their self-titled album released in 1982.
Thank you.
Tracks there. The first one we had was You Are Delicious from Maeve and Dave, and they were a couple in the 70s and 80s, Trinidad and Tobago. They were also, yeah, the power couple, really, to be honest, because they had some beautiful, soulful, tropical disco numbers. And it was, who was it? David Elcock and Mavis John. And Mavis John was actually one of the first ladies of Caribbean soul and jazz. And she had a really beautiful voice. And yeah, those two just sing some absolute great tunes. And I love that one. You Are Delicious. It's like, you know, it's a bit sexy. It's a bit cheeky. All of the good stuff, really. And that last track was none other than Disco Lady by Joni Taylor. Released in 1976 off his Eargasm album, which is, yeah, Eargasm, interesting. He grew up in Arkansas and he was, yeah, brought up essentially singing gospel. So really beautiful voice. And that track was recorded in Detroit, 1976, with some other of the crew members of Parliament and Funkadelic. So yeah, Bootsy Collins, all of that jazz, George Clinton, amazing. Helps give it its little funky beat. And it was also the first single to ever go certified platinum, which means it sold over 2.5 million copies. And essentially, Johnny sadly died in, he was 66 actually, in 2000, but it is believed that hundreds of disco ladies turned up to his funeral. So, you know, classic, goes around really. And I actually found that record on, I was looking at some vinyls on Facebook Marketplace, and I came across this one woman who was selling loads and essentially went round. They were her brothers who sadly passed away recently, but he was a DJ in the 80s. And I just remember looking through all of these vinyls and seeing this little 7-inch, and it just said Disco Lady. And I thought, ooh, that sounds like a bit of me. And played it, and now literally I'm obsessed with it. It's a great track. And up next, we have Lot of Love. It is a track written by none other than Neil Young and performed by Nicolette Larson. And this is the disco mix by Jim Burgess. So it's a beautiful piece of Balearic-tinged disco. And it's about love and hope, which is, you know, something that we need more of in this world. So I hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back. Every day.
I love that track. It is so feel good. Work It Out from the Philadelphia-based group Breakwater. And they were known for more of their slow jams, actually, to be fair. But they also did incorporate elements of funk and rock into their tracks. And that one was released in 1978. The group were actually 8 members at the start. And they met at school. And then they were signed to Arista Records in 1978. And thus came this beautiful song. And yeah, only 2 albums, but they are absolute corkers, so I would recommend checking them out. And the track before that was Il Voglio by Caponera, and it was released in 2022. And this is the album cover. I can't even hold that mic. I'm just going to do that like this. So it's a really cool, funky 7-inch, and it is a sunny slice of synthy, funk, Balearic disco, and Napoli's reggae kind of all rolled into one. And as soon as I heard that, it was just, yeah, just really hit me in the soul, to be honest. I love the, like, the elevation throughout the track, and yeah, really beautiful one, to be honest. And up next is actually our final record. It is Inner Life. I'm caught up in a one-night love affair. And Inner Life were a club-orientated soul studio project which arose with Joycelyn Brown, the famous Joycelyn Brown of, you know, Somebody Else's Guide, but also tons of 80s and 90s dance track records. Her vocals are just absolutely stunning. And Leroy Burgess as well. And this track actually was produced by Patrick Adams and mixed by John Morales. So it is an utterly essential piece of disco, which should not be missed. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening with Beavs, and have a groovy day, Balmy.